There was a young farmer who went to the veterinarian and said, "I have a horse, and sometimes it's lame and it limps, and sometimes it walks normally. I don't know what to do. What should I do with this horse?" The veterinarian said, "The next time it walks normally, sell it." Unfortunately, we can't do that with ourselves nor with our family members, although sometimes we may want to get rid of them or we may want to run away from our own life. Here, when we see the story about Peter walking on the water and then sinking, and Jesus saying to him, "What little faith you have," you can read the story as a failure, or you can read this story as a person who has courage. Because he was the only one who said, "I'm going to take a chance, a risk. I'm going to walk on the water towards Jesus." And if you remember from the story, he does walk on water. And then he is afraid and he begins to sink. And once again, we can look on this as a failure or as a person of faith who succeeds, because immediately he goes, "Lord, save me." To know where you can get help, to know to whom you can turn. The saints used to say, when you have nowhere to go, go to your knees and pray to the Lord. Do not be a person who simply is confounded by life, but be someone who faces life with faith and with trust in God and say, "I can do it." So here, when we read the story, I would prefer that we would look at this as a person who is courageous. Peter comes out of the boat. None of the other apostles take the risk. And other people may be spectators in your life, and they may look at you and say, "What a failure." But you're trying. You're making an attempt. You're taking a risk. The Bible says this nice saying from the Book of Wisdom about a person who doesn't like to take risks and is very lazy. The lazy person on his bed is like a door on its hinges, always moving but never getting anywhere. So we are those people who will take risks, who will fail, who will get up again and try. Because as the old saying goes, a saint is a sinner who keeps on trying. So today's story about Peter is a story of great success, great risk, and great faith. He did not fail. He tried. He partially succeeded. He prayed to the Lord. He was saved. And he will fail again. When the rooster crows and he denies Jesus three times, he fails again and he cries, and he will try one more time to be good. Never give up on yourself. Never sell that horse. Teach it to walk correctly. You can walk correctly. Slava Isusu Christu.